Music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart some tears has got to fall, but I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling.
The Ink Spots featuring Ella Fitzgerald and Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall. Whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Well, what can I say? We won. Six is still on the air, thanks to everybody that got in touch with the Trust and campaigned to keep this beautiful little station open. I'm very emotional thinking about it, so I won't go on too much about it, but what a wonderful end to a very trying few months. From the bottom of all of our hearts, thanks so much to everybody who got in touch with the Trust, and thank you to the BBC Trust for doing its job so very, very well. Six music forever, eh? Wonderful. So I'm pre-recording the show in my house in Manchester. It's a rainy day here, and I'll explain further as we go through the show, but it's one of the reasons I moved back to this area of North Manchester, how it reacts with a rainy day. I'll talk about that a bit more later on. We have, of course, got all our regular features this week. We'll be finding out what our hero Sir Patrick Moore was up to this week in 1996. In our regular item, That Was the Sky at Night, that week that was. Another snippet from the BBC archives in Desert Island Discs, a little bit of that wonderful show. And another criminal cover version will, of course, face the music. See what it did there? In It Was Murder. If history's anything to go by, then our mystery history girl herself, the Beckopedia, will be in touch with some more education of a musical nature for us, some more wonderful pictures for the gallery, which is on my page on the Six Music website, and emails and me talking about what I've been up to and what I've been thinking and all that kind of thing. It's going to be a great show. I'm having a lovely afternoon all on my own in this great big house. It's great. First of all, though, an email. This is from Graham Watkes. He says, Guy, heard this little gem on Kerris's show and had to get it. I have a little fetish about collecting the original song to put next to the cover on playlists, especially if it's something you don't quite expect, and this one is perfect. Check out Bulldoze Blues by Henry Thomas. Since I know you like Canned Heat's Going Up Country, you might like this. I love it, Graham. Thanks for getting in touch. If you don't know what Kerris's show is, then you need to tune in a little earlier on a Sunday. She does a fantastic show here on 6. She plays some great tunes. And that's what the whole station's about, though, eh? Long live 6. Viva 6. Thank you very much for your email, Graham. And here we go. This is Bulldoze Blues by Henry Thomas. There you go. Canned Heat just pretty much lifted every single melody played there. They use a normal flute on their version, whereas Henry Thomas, whose version that was using pan pipes by the sound of it. That kind of limits the notes you can use, which is why the music, why the melody's so odd on that song, I suppose, because he was using pan pipes and limited by what they can do. Thanks to Graham Watkes for being in touch. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, And I urge you to recommend songs that you think we might want to play because of what I already choose to play on the show. And, of course, the music I make with my band Elbow. If you think I've not heard it and I'd love it, why not? Get in touch. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I interviewed the Black Keys once a long time ago. They were very, very tired, but very entertaining nonetheless. They've got a record out. Their popularity is picking up and they did a great performance at Glastonbury this year. This single's out on the 2nd of August. It's called Everlasting Light. Here's the Black Keys. Released on August the 2nd, that was the Black Keys and Everlasting Light.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maid of Ale Studios.
This introduction is a fantastic opportunity. Any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo, and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there. This is a
gift. I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Six Music.
Pure tunage and well good talking and that.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Email's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I had one of my favourite emails ever today. It was an email saying that Sir Patrick Moore is a fan of this programme, as are the rest of the Sky at Night team. So it gives me great pleasure to announce once again that it's time for the greatest radio item ever to hit the airwaves. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night That Week That Was. On this week in 1996, in international news, Nelson Mandela made a state visit to Great Britain. He was mobbed while on walkabout in Brixton and became the first head of state to address both houses of parliament since President de Gaulle in 1960. He also addressed a crowd of tens of thousands from the balcony on South Africa House in Trafalgar Square. His has got to be the greatest story of our lifetime, hasn't it? What a wonderful thing. In international news, the US State Department notified the management and shareholders of the Canadian mining firm Sherritt International Corp that they were banned from entering the US because of the company's investments in Cuba. This was the first action to be taken under the newly ratified Cuban Liberty and Democratic Act of 1995. In bird news, the European Court of Justice today ruled that the government had acted illegally when it allowed a prime conservation area in Kent to be concreted over to be used as a car and cargo park. I could play a Joni Mitchell track there, but I hate it. In money news, public sector unions unsurprisingly criticised MPs this week after the latter awarded themselves a 26% pay rise. I think I'm going to award myself a pay rise. Should we all do that this week? Let me know how it goes down. In mollusk news, in Newbury, colonies of rare Desmoulins whorl snails were moved to a new site away from the bypass. Aww. In obituary news, shuffling off this mortal coil this week was motorway pioneer O.T. Williams. He worked on the M1, M4, M5 and M6, but his most famous or notorious creation was Birmingham's Spaghetti Junction. Smashing Pumpkins keyboard player Jonathan Melvoin also died this week from a drug overdose in New York. Very sad. He was only 34. Smashing Pumpkins drummer Jimmy Chamberlain, who was with Melvoin when he died, was later charged with drug possession and fired by the band. Not forever, as we now know. And I've met Jimmy Chamberlain, and he's a lovely, lovely, very encouraging and warm man. But it's sad news, that, from 96. Chas Chandler also died, aged 57, in Newcastle. He was the bass player with the Animals before becoming a manager. He managed Jimi Hendrix and he managed Slade. In legal news, Helen Aronson became Scotland's first female judge this week. And in the US, the House of Representatives passed a law that prevented states recognising gay marriages. How delightful of them! In royal news, Prince Charles and Princess Diana filed for an amicable quickie divorce this week, with the decree Nisi, being granted on the same day. Diana lost her right to be addressed as HRH, but would still be known as Diana, Princess of Wales. At a ceremony in Lisbon this week in 96, Portugal and six former colonies agreed to form a Commonwealth of Portuguese-speaking nations. Between them, the countries had a population of 200 million. Well, I didn't know that. In music news, over 2,000 guitar players, including country legend Chet Atkins and Steely Dan's Jeff Skunk Baxter, set a new world record for the largest ever jam session when they played Heartbreak Hotel for 75 minutes. At Nashville's Riverfront Park. Oh dear. Jeff Baxter now bizarrely works as a defence consultant and chairs a congressional advisory board on missile defence. We'll be playing his music shortly though, but that is weird, isn't it? In more music news, Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries accepted an undisclosed settlement after the Sport newspaper reported that she played a gig in Hamburg without any underwear on. She donated the money to the War Child charity. Good on her. More important than all of this, of course, on the Sky at Night this week, Patrick presented A Tale of Three Planets, talking about Jupiter, Saturn and Pluto, which isn't a planet anymore, but was then. And you know, that was the Sky at Night that week that was. Take it away, Skunk. Thank you.
just begun. I guess you kinda scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. You might use it if you feel better when you
featuring Jeff Skunk Baxter on guitar, now missile defence expert. How weird. That was Steely Dan, and that was Ricky Don't Lose That Number. Peter Hardy pointed out how similar that tune is to this next one. This amazing piece of music is Horace Silver's Song for My Father. My dad's coming round in about an hour. Thank you. Larry Silver, Song for My Father. Very similar piano line, eh? I suppose it's just a rhythm, really.
Guy Garvey
on Six Music.
Can I get to witness? Can I get to witness?
This next tune is Fuzzy Lights. Twin Feathers is the name of the song and the album. It's out on August 16th. I love this, and it's in keeping with our theme of rainy day music. Fuzzy Lights and Twin Feathers. I'm off out this evening. My mate Damon Albarn's in town. I'm going to see if I can convince him for a beer or two. Working at Blueprint Studios, actually, as it goes at the moment. I'm not sure what on, but I'll find out tonight. So I thought I'd play this song. I absolutely love it. Gorillaz did a great set at Glastonbury this year. There was a load of criticism about it, but Mrs. Badger was there and she said it was awesome. And in the string section for Gorillaz is our lovely Stella, who plays violin for Elbow and has done for some years. She's the very pretty blonde one, if you want to know which one she is. Anyway, she plays on this next tune. It was on the D-Sides album, Gorillaz D-Sides album, and it's called Hong Kong. This is really something beautiful. Have a listen to Damon's lyrics on this.
it begins to explode. To pick the shit up, leave it clear. Kid, I know you're here. What you learning in school is the rise of an eastern sun. Gonna be good for everyone.
Arnold was one of the great British composers of the last century. His music could be startling and exciting, or warm and lyrical. He was a prolific writer and was lucky enough to be fully acknowledged and appreciated in his lifetime for his work both as a composer and as an advocate of young musicians. One doesn't often associate humour with classical music, but Arnold was notoriously fond of verbal and practical jokes, and this love of fun frequently made it into his compositions. His witty turns of musical phrase were ideal for film scores, of which he wrote over 130, and can be heard to great effect in the wildly funny Hobson's Choice. Charles Laughton's portrayal of tyrannical giant Henry Horatio Hobson is brilliantly conveyed by drunken sliding trombone and huffing tuba that lumber along in the wake of guffawing strings in the most perfect of musical descriptions. It's as skillfully written as the most serious of his symphonies and just as appropriate a tribute to a man who simply loved to laugh. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Sundays from 12.
A brand new show. Matt Everett's The First Time. Matt Everett talks to the biggest names in music about their first experiences in music and life.
Probably the most significant first in Mars' life would be the first time he met Stephen Morrissey.
It was amazing to find someone who I had those things in common with.
Online right now, get the podcast of this weekend's show with Johnny Marr.
When did you fall in love with the Crips?
I officially joined, actually, just as we walked on stage.
There's a theme here.
Yeah.
Matt Everett's The First Time with Johnny Marr. Get the podcast now. bbc.co.uk/6music.
Six.
Music. Guy blasted Garvey's finest ballet hour. Listening is doing your duty.
100 thanks to the wonderful Beccapedia. That was Malcolm Arnold and Hobson's Choice. OK. I've had an email here from John, only identifies himself as John. The subject of the email reads, inane question, but you'd be very surprised, John. It says, hello, Guy. Am I the first to ask why your two-hour show is named Guy Garvey's Finest Hour? I understand the Guy Garvey bit. No, probably not. Would Guy Garvey's Finest Hours be unpalatable? All the best, John. You know, John, it was out of nothing other than devilment. I thought somewhere somebody might find it funny that it was a two-hour show called Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, but I guess not, eh? So I'm talking about rainy day music this week. To explain a little bit further, I used to live on this exact street that I've just moved back to recently with bass player of Elbow Beat, Pete Turner. We used to live across the road in a little rented flat. This area of North Manchester where I live is beautiful on rainy days. It's right next to Heaton Park, which is a great big open bit of land, which has been there for a long time. All the gardens in this area are really old gardens. It's great soil because it's so damp so much of the time. But there's something really beautiful when it's warm but damp here. It's why the cotton industry and the paper industry came to Manchester, because of this humid atmosphere, because of the damp air. It's really good for cotton and paper manufacture. I'm actually in the middle of doing a documentary for Radio 4 on Manchester's relationship with the rain. I find it really easy to write on days like this one. The sky looks like you're living in a Tupperware box. It's just the same colour of grey all day, but all the smells from the gardens and the trees nearby come through the air, and there's just something very nice about every cup of tea that you have on a day like this. So I'm overjoyed that I've come back here and I've still got that same sort of atmosphere. It's really conducive to writing, which is why I'm doing the documentary I mentioned. This next song is a new one to me. It's on Laura Marling's new record. It's released on the 9th of August. It's called Darkness Descends. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's going to join the canon of rainy day music in my iTunes collection. Here we are, here's Laura Marling. What a lovely girl, and what a great song.
You're holding bits of styrofoam with your face painted on to your friends. You listen to them whine and moan about everything you can understand. Can I just say I don't feel light, but darkness descends once more into my life. And suddenly we're all alone in silence, so I take a step away. I look up to the falling snow as it makes its home upon my face. Well, I wouldn't want to ruin something I couldn't save. The gap will keep us safe, the gap will keep us safe. Step away, get me when I'm down. And suddenly I'm 5 years old and I'm just so cold I want to cry. My love, I treasure you. I hear that summer's coming back. Oh, I stretch out my back and travel along. The winter goes. Too bright for me, darkness descends. Oh, well, I'm not well again, and once more darkness it descends. The ground is falling under me, and I can't find a means to leave. Convinced that I am going mad, oh, I bury my head into his hands. So sure that I am losing faith, oh, I clear a space in his father's land. Shall deal with God far too young. Before you know it, your life has run.
Great. Time for the gallery. Library music, this piece of music, you know, did you know that? Very famous now. I think Keaveney uses it on his show as well. But yeah, it's a piece of library music, so nobody gets any royalties for this one. I think it's called South Bank 2. There's actually a few mistakes in it if you listen closely, but anyway. In the gallery this week, we've got a lovely email here from Amber Kempthorne. In fact, I'm going to save that till last because she's recommended a song as well. Let me have a look. Oh, I say. Sammy Barras has been in touch. Hi, Guy. Here's some badly drawn boy sketches from the Godiva Festival on Saturday. I was scanning the drawings into the computer while listening to your show on Sunday evening. Thanks very much for sharing. Lovely music every week. Thank you, Sammy. And there's a picture of Bradley and his band. Unmistakable in his hat, my friend Damon. What a great bloke Damon is too. I'm going to try and interview him about the Rain programme that I mentioned earlier. Let me see, there's another one here. Yes. Nathan Pendlebury has been in touch. He sent us a minimal photograph of a high-rise flat, which I really, really liked. I think I made it my front page. That was a little while ago. Do have a look at the gallery, incidentally, if you've not been online and checked it out. There's some amazing images in there. And there's also something happening. There's some kind of current theme running through all of it. When I could put my finger on it, we may do something with that. I don't know. Anyway, Nathan's latest photograph is of some amazing windswept trees. It's quite a bleak and beautiful photograph. Thanks, Nathan. That'll be... In fact, that should be my front page for the rest of the week. I love that one. And as promised, Amber Kempthorne's email. Amber's sent in work before. It's gorgeous, her stuff. It's kind of got like a Japanese flavour to it. It looks like collage, but this is beautiful. It's two birds in the middle of what looks like a mating dance. I don't know if you've ever seen birds of prey hold claws and plummet towards the ground. I've seen sea eagles do it in documentaries. I've never seen it actually happen. They grip claws and then go into a spinning dive. It's a way of testing each other's nerve, I suppose. But they plummet at the earth at some horrendous speeds, and that's how they choose a mate. This isn't dating advice. Anyway, it's a beautiful picture of Amber's. I really love it. She says, I have to thank you for including a couple of my drawings in the gallery months ago. What a wonderful thing your gallery is. Thank you again. I've just had my first solo exhibition and your show keeps me company. Thank you so much, Amber. If I could, she says, I would love to hear the song Province by TV on the Radio. You played it around the time I made this drawing and it was part of the inspiration. Much love and many thanks, Amber Kempthorne. Go and look at Amber's site. In fact, I'm going to put a link on my site to Amber's site so you can look at her work. Have a look at this lovely picture as well. And here, for you, Amber, is TV on the Radio.
Try to breathe.
BBC. Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Pearly Gate Music, from the album Pearly Gate Music, that was I Woke Up. Of all the albums, rather, that I'm recommending this week, that's the one I recommend most highly. There was a discussion the other day in the Elbow rehearsal room about Radiohead. We were wondering how our next record will be received. It's beginning to take shape, and we know what kind of thing it's going to be, how it's going to sound, and we wonder how it will be received, especially compared to past records. You can't help wonder these things. Radiohead's Amnesiac and similarly Kid A was seen as too much of a musical departure for a lot of people, and I thought I'd take the opportunities to stress how incredibly important those records are and how much I loved them. This next song is called Like Spinning Plates, and I've never heard anything like it. I think it's beautiful. This is from the album Amnesiac by Radiohead. Inaccessible it ain't. It's wonderful music. This is Like Spinning Plates. Time once again from a snippet from the BBC archive. The Desert Island Discs interview format I think is the best ever. I absolutely love it. Have a listen to George Michael talking about one of his favourite songs.
What was life like growing up?
My father was the absolute archetypal, you know, 1950s immigrant from Cyprus, very determined, and every single member of his family made something of themselves in this country, you know. Really, they're a typical immigrant family that worked their asses off and reaped the rewards.
And so he started off as a waiter and ended up having his own restaurant
absolutely,
and running
yeah,
his own business
absolutely.
Successfully.
Very successfully, and moved us out of a very working-class environment into a middle-class one. That didn't seem so incongruous because my mother, strangely enough, found out when her mother died that her mother had in fact been Jewish. So actually her origins weren't English, but she was incredibly Victorian because her mother had been disowned for marrying a Gentile, but her mother came from a very wealthy Jewish family. And my mother carried with her some very Victorian ideas that really did not go at all well with my father's upwardly mobile. My mother absolutely had no ambition for money, thought money was the root of all evil. So being half my mother and half my father genetically was never going to be an easy ride.
So much to talk about. Tell me about your second record.
Roxy Music. At both ends of the spectrum, Brian Ferry's made some of the sexiest music of the last 30 years. It's so original and it's so sexy and it's so insistent, I suppose. This is called Do the Strand.
There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution. Do the Strand, love. Do the strand. Do it on the tables. Quack Lima's place or Mabel's. Slow and gentle. Sentimental. All styles served here. Louis says he prefers laissez-faire le strand. Of the tango, fed up with fandango. Dance on moonbeams, slide on rainbows, in furs or blue jeans. You know what I mean. To the strand.
Do the
waltz and mashed potato schmaltz. Lisa, Lolita and Ganika did the strand.
Do the Strand by Roxy Music. I love the way in the middle of that tune he goes, Rhododendron, out of nowhere, bizarre. That was chosen by George Michael on his edition of Desert Island Discs. The theme of this week's show is rainy day music, because I'm pre-recording the show for you on a rainy Wednesday afternoon here in Manchester. Is it sick that I love the rain? I know we're supposed to hate it, but there's something really calm about it. I suppose I love the rain because I'm in a house and I can see it outside the window rather than standing in it. But it's just great. And because it's warm as well, all the birds are making satisfied, sort of languid summer noises outside. It's great out there. Anyway, this is a song I love to play in weather like this. This is Tom Waits and Cold Cold Ground from Frank's Wild Years. And you might say, Guy, you play an awful lot of Tom Waits. And I might say, yes.
Before you had to go away, there's a bell in the tower Uncle Ray brought around. Don't worry about the army in the cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Now don't be a crybaby when there's wood in the shed. There's a bird in the chimney and a stone in my bed. When the road's washed out, we pass the bottle around and wait in the arms of the cold, cold ground. The cold, cold ground. The cold, cold ground. The cold, cold ground. There's a ribbon in the willow, there's a tire swing rope. Briar patch of berries taking over the slope. The cattle sleep in the mailbox and we'll never go to town till we bury every dream in the cold, cold ground. In the cold, cold ground. The cold, cold ground. In the cold, cold ground. Break all the windows in the cold, cold ground.
I love it. That was Tom Waits from Frank's Wild Years, which I think is my favourite album of his, but it does change. That was Cold, Cold Ground.
New to Friday nights.
Welcome to my new show.
I have lots of lovely things to keep you entertained until midnight.
Tom Ravenscroft.
I'll have guest mixes.
Bringing together lots and lots of different types of music.
My favourite charity shop finds and a unique mix of music to kickstart your weekend.
The best thing about being at Six Music is that they're going to let me play whatever I like.
That might come back to haunt me.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Join me for my brand new show.
Friday night from 9.
On Six Music.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The Big Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
So Sheila Ramon was nominated for a Mercury Prize, maybe the same year as Elbow were for the first time. Anyway, that's where I became aware of her music. I'm going to play something off Salt Rain. It's actually a famous cover. It's a song from the Jungle Book. I'm sure you're going to love it. It makes me think of a little cafe in Istanbul opposite, I can't even remember the name of the venue. We've played in Istanbul twice, and the first time we played there, we had such an amazing time. Really vibrant youth culture, and it's in a pretty troubled part of the world as well. But just what a great city it is. While we were there, opposite, there was a little cafe opposite. I think it was called Babylon, the venue. But the little cafe opposite, there was a really intensely in love young couple running this very meagre, small, but incredibly cool cafe. And up on the walls, so Sheila Ramon had given them a gold disc. She obviously fell in love with the place like I did. I spent all afternoon scribbling in there, and then later into the night I went back for drinks and helped split up a knife fight in there. There you go, there's some interesting images for you. But here's to the couple, whose names I never learned, but they were very happy for me to sit there all day and scribble in my book. The couple that own Little Wing, they're in Istanbul. Imagine if they were listening. This is Sheila Ramon and Trust in Me.
Trust in me.
So Sheila Ramon and Trust in Me. I've just realised my mother never misses the show, and the prospect of me splitting up a knife fight will have filled her full of horror. When I say I helped split up a knife fight, Mum, what I mean is I stood in the background making calm motions with my arms and going, hey, 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 like that, hoping it would cool the very passionate nature of the argument that was going on. I don't mean I got stuck in, you know that I'm a lover, not a fighter, etc. There's an email concerning this next tune. Where are we? In fact, there's a couple that could apply. Here we go. This one's to do with marriage. Thanks for a great show, Guy. I love it when they start like that. It ensures I read them out. I've been working out my wedding speech for Tuesday on the computer, listening to your Fab Bella Union special, my favourite label by far, with a big class of pims. Well, I need some practice. What a great way to unwind before the big day. We head off on Monday to the venue in Frome, Somerset, for a big family meal to set the tone, and then we're really looking forward to the day itself. We've been together 18 years, so we can look back the years we've had and to the years to come with a mix of wisdom, happiness and expectation. Right, time to freshen my glass. Steve Disco. Many, many congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Steve Dixon. Lots of love. I'm going to play that tune for you and for Edward Danton, who recommended it as well. This is Muddy Waters. This is a great song. It's called She Moves Me, and I think it's appropriate. Congratulations, you two. Dantan and Mr. and Mrs. Steve Dixon, that was Muddy Waters and She Moves Me. Wonderful, isn't it? Lovely song. Great, traditional, awesome music. And you know, great, traditional, awesome music don't just take care of itself. Oh no. You need good police. Our Victim was written in 1968 and became an instant classic for Steppenwolf after featuring prominently on the soundtrack to Easy Rider. It was their biggest ever hit, but following its high-octane success in the charts, it had anything but an easy ride. Famous for many a two-chord tragedy, Status Quo dressed it in bell-bottom jeans, scraped its hair into a pointless ponytail and proceeded to reduce it to a cringeworthy clone of their other song, sorry, songs. Oh, the humiliation. Next, in a strange swerve towards avant-garde, Evelyn Glennie swapped classical percussion for a dizzying combination of spoken word, tin rattling and can kicking. Yet despite a mild case of tinnitus, it staggered on. Then in a spectacular case of criminal self-indulgence, the Cult snarled and spat their way towards one of the most painful guitar breaks ever to screech from the speakers. Battered and bruised by this savage attack, it was amazing it survived at all. But in one of the least funny attempts at comedy ever recorded, when mincing Muppet Miss Piggy and a disturbingly docile Ozzy Osbourne teamed up to terrorise this former rock and roll giant, it was murder.
Come here! Miss Piggy, welcome!
Ozzy Osbourne? Boy, did I open the wrong door. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, Miss Piggy, you're not bothering me at all. Stick around, we're gonna rock!
Chill.
Just stick around, babe. We're gonna rock the place down. Come on.
Oh, you're going to sing to me?
Yeah, me and you. All right, an opportunity I've been waiting for all my life.
I'm a frockin' wait.
Come on, babe, get in here.
Get your monkey running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. I like smoke and lightning.
Oh, I do too.
Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen. Take the world in a loving ray.
Oh, Ozzy.
Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
Preposterous. Enough. Take it away, chaps.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. In what? Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
We're looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high.
Eventually it was Steppenwolf, and before that it was Ozzy Osbourne and Miss Piggy. Wild. Born to be wild, in fact. I wonder if the lyrics to that tune, which are just preposterous, by the way, I wonder if Heavy Metal Thunder, I wonder if that's the first time that the phrase heavy metal was coined in reference to music. Anyway, the next song you're going to hear is Bill Callahan. It's a cover version of a Judy Sill track, called For a Rainbow. It features on a record called Crayon Angel, a tribute to the music of Judy Sill. I absolutely love it, and it's in keeping with this week's theme of rainy day music.
Where did our dreams all go? If you touch me, let me know. Like the storm breaks for a for
show how my heart breaks. Memories flow like the storm breaks for a rain. But I'll remember what we treasured most.
Bill Callahan's version of For a Rainbow from an album called Crayon Angel, a tribute to the music of Judy Sill. Well worth getting that album, it's great.
Six Music.
Sundays from 12.
A brand new show. Matt Everett's The First Time. Matt Everett talks to the biggest names in music about their first experiences in music and life.
Probably the most significant first in Mars life would be the first time we met Stephen Morrissey.
It was amazing to find someone who I had those things in common with.
Online right now, get the podcast of This Weekend Show with Johnny Marr.
When did you fall in love with the Crips?
I officially joined, actually, just as we walked on stage.
There's a theme here.
Yeah.
Matt Everett's The First Time with Johnny Marr. Get the podcast now. bbc.co.uk/6music.
Six Music.
Pure tunage and well good talking and that.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
The Kiss Away Trail have a single out on the 2nd of August called Beat Your Heartbeat. I love it. Goes like this. Released on the 2nd of August, that was the Kiss Away Trail and Beat Your Heartbeat. I played this song a couple of weeks ago. It's by Charlene Soraya, and I asked what the noise at the front was. I couldn't decide whether it was a voice or a whistle. We've had quite a few emails on the subject, but Dave Thompson's been in touch and says, after listening several times to the track, Guy, I've come to the conclusion it's a voice and not a whistle. The reason being, at the very end of the intro, You hear her note fail and her throat makes a hushing noise where her vocal cords have strained and the noise finishes. It's such a beautiful but strange noise. It's odd to hear a voice that can take on the whistle resonance quality. Love the show. Cheers, Dave. I always read out the love the shows in a Steve Wright style-y, don't I? Love the show. I'm going to read them out in a voice from now on like that. That'd be a good radio DJ thing to do, don't you think? Maybe I should talk down here as well. Completely change my radio style. What do you think? Too much like hard work. Okay, Lee Ward's been in touch on the same thing. He said, could it be a flute? Could it be a whistle? Could it be a post-rock talky thing? Brass thrown in there? Yeah. Thanks, Lee. Let's have a listen to the sound in particular. It's an excuse to play the song again. This is Charlene Soroya and When We Were Five. And this, at the beginning of the track, by unanimous decision, is her voice.
Oh.
That too, a wonderful example of rainy day music. And that's all we have time for another week. I have always, as always, have enjoyed myself immensely. I just want to say thank you so much for all of your support where keeping this station open was concerned. We're all over the moon, absolutely over the moon. It was a very difficult few months. I'll stick it all in the chapter of a book one day. But my goodness, some crazy stuff going on behind the scenes, and yeah, overwhelming and wonderful support. I'd like to also thank the Trust for doing what they're there for and ensuring that the BBC is still the best place for a station like this. It couldn't happen anywhere else, everybody. Make sure that you protect the Trust and you protect the BBC. I really must say that. Stick a couple of kisses when you write your cheque for your licence fee next time. In fact, write to the Trust and thank them for doing such a great job, eh? That's a good idea, isn't it? Thank you very much to Beccapedia for her contributions, as always. Michelle's not been too good this week. Please get well, Michelle. Peter and Boz, it's nothing serious, by the way, if you're a friend or a relative. Don't worry about it. Michelle's okay. She's just been off a bit ill. Thanks to Pete and Boz and Ian and everybody who puts the show together. Thanks for your emails. Thanks for the wonderful pictures in the gallery. Do keep in touch, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week, everyone, and once again, thank you. Yeah.